I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. People who live in South Carolina will enjoy Jackson Pollock's mural for several months. The large painting owned by the University of Iowa has been on an international tour since undergoing extensive conservation about 5 years ago. Its latest stop is the Columbia Museum of Art in South Carolina. Curator Catherine Walworth says in 1943, Peggy Guggenheim commissioned Jackson Pollock to paint mural for her New York apartment. The painting is his largest at 8 by 20 feet, and it catapulted him into the spotlight.
What a beautifully, almost out of the blue, successful moment this is for him. And then I'm very much into the life the painting has led, of adventure and squabbling, and just it's led a very fascinating life as an object. And I'm planning to focus on Iowa and why Peggy Guggenheim would have given it to the University of Iowa and really sort of share some of my pride in that.
Walworth grew up in Burlington, Iowa, and her mother still lives there. She told Walworth all about the 2008 flood that forced Mural out of its home at the University of Iowa along the Iowa River. A year later, Walworth spoke at a symposium on the Iowa City campus called Art and Disaster.
I moved to Columbia, South Carolina in 2016 in the spring, and they had had a terrible flood just the fall before in 2015. So it was very much on my mind, and I was thinking of what exhibitions to take, and I thought about, well, whose collections are on the road? And then I thought about the flood that I knew about, and I checked in, and there was the Pollock. So it was kind of a perfect happenstance.
Jackson Pollock's mural will be on display at the Columbia Museum of Art until mid-May. Then its next stop will be the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. Eventually, Mural will have a new home in the University of Iowa's yet-to-be-built art museum. I'm Michelle O'Neill.